Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
I'm Bill Lako, along with Ted Parrish, Dr. Gene Hensler. All right. I got yelled at last three segments. I apologize to all the listeners. I don't have my A game today.
Louis Duane from Atlanta. From an investment and financial planning standpoint, why should I invest in real estate? I've heard you talk about it more, but I remember the days when you said real estate was a second job.
Well, I don't think those days have changed. Real estate is a second job. Now that we have our real estate company has close to 1,000 doors now between apartment complexes and single family homes, we can assure you it is a second job.
Yeah, it's a business for us, and we've had to add
about 20 employees.
20 employees in order to do it. So it's not a second job for me. I make an investment in something. Our clients make additional investments. They can be managed. They can be run. And there's a cost to that, of course, but there still is a fair amount of profit to be had. And I would say that from a cash-on-cash return today, there probably isn't any place out there that gives you more cash-on-cash return than real estate right now.
I would agree. We completely agree. It's very hard for we bought a house not too long ago from a real estate agent who basically said she was going to start building. You know, she'd do one house, then two, then four. Well, she couldn't get past the one house because, you know, everything kept breaking, tenant calls, whatever. And I mean, you know, the horror stories are one of your tenants puts a shirt down the toilet and the water's leaking into the basement and you got, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it a second job. So if you're a full-time employee working at Southern Company, this is what you have to deal with during the day. And you start saying, well, for a little bit of money I'm making, it's not worth it. Well, when you have 1,000 of them, it starts to become real money.
And not just that, but the idea is if you, we're tying our own horn here, but we manage properties for people for a fee.
No, absolutely, yeah.
So that you don't have to collect. Some people just aren't made to be in the real estate business, you know. You haven't paid your rent. Oh, well, Johnny's been sick, and I got taken to the hospital, and, you know, and my lumbago is acting up, and I'll have the money.
My
I'll have the money for you in another week. You know what you do to that? Say, I filed a thing that says in 10 days you're out of the house. So you can't have a lot of warmth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I do it.
That's right. And I don't do it. So I can be nice. First off, and then no one knows who owns the property.
Right.
That's the next thing. A company rents it for you. That's who it is. And somebody shows up at the door and says, I'm late. I can't do this. And something happened like this. And they say, hey, listen, lady, I'd love to do it, but the guy who owns this property is a real SOB. And he says, no way, Jose.
Right.
On that. And it's the same thing. You can get things done cheaper. So if a plumbing goes wrong and needs to be fixed, you've got somebody who has a plumber who does 100 homes.
We are
keep on going like that. You know what I'm saying? There's benefits to that. You can do it yourself, but again, it's a second job, and it'll be a profitable one if you stay on top of it.
Right.
And it's easier once you have the 10th house because the first house can turn into a disaster with expenses and stuff like that, and then you're ruined. Not ruined, but you pedal it off and with your tail between your legs and lose some money. But once you have a couple of them going and you know what you're doing, and three or four or five, and there's books out there and everything else, and you can do it yourself. You can finance up to, what, five homes, Bill?
I think it's four.
Four homes. You can finance four homes. So you get in and you buy a house, and say you're ready to buy one house, and then you finance that. And then you take that money and you go buy another house and you finance that. You can get yourself some real bang for your buck.
Right.
And over the years, with the increase in inflation and increase in rents, it can be a very good investment. But it's hard work.
Yes.
It is a second job.
Absolutely. And I highly recommend that if you're going to leverage that much, at least be able to pay the payment when the house sits empty, because it will.
Yes.
There'll
always be some time when something happens.
Yes.
When the guy flushed the shirt down the toilet and everything backs up and you can't rent it for 4 months and you got to put $10,000 into the house.
Right.
Hey, it's been a pleasure dealing with you this week, even though Bill wasn't here.
Yeah.
He was here in spirit. Physically, but not
I
spirit.
I don't know.
Teddy, thank you for carrying the show. I appreciate that. you need to get a hold of us, 770-429-9166. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.